Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Well, this is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I am here with...
I'm Brian Kowalski.
Brian Kowalski with Blue Kabuto and Cookie Foo. What can you tell me about this Cookie Foo?
Well, Cookie Foo, this is our second time here at Gen Con. We attended last year in 2010, and we released our dice version of Cookie Foo called The Grandmaster's Return. Okay?
Right.
Now, the game, that's kind of like a re-release. It really came out in 2003 from WotC, okay, but it's kind of been underground for a while, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I remember seeing a PDF edition of it on DriveThruRPG,
right.
And I actually for the first CanCon I bought one, printed it out, and meticulously pieced it together as one of the prizes. So.
Well, I have to congratulate you on that, sir. That is commendable.
So it's nice to see you guys have the print edition and everything out. I mean, it looks like it's great. And I remember you guys from last year. So.
Right. Now this year we're actually spotlighting a new product called the Grandmaster Chi Battles, okay? And it's a card-based version of Cookie Foo, okay? And really what it is, it's a dual-play game, meaning that you can use it with the dice game, you know, as a supplement or accessory, or you can play it as a standalone card game itself, okay? It uses the same mechanics, same nomenclature, same symbols, and so forth. So if you know how to play one, you can easily play the other, no problem.
Sure.
And it's got the same gameplay time, about 10-15 minutes. So it's fun and wacky and over the top, and you know, cards are dice twice as nice. You know, Cookie Foo aims to please everyone. So
excellent. And as far as we've talked about a bit about Cookie Foo, but what do you do in Cookie Foo? What is the object of said Foo Battle?
Okay, well, said Foo Battle, initially Cookie Foo is a game about two things Americans like a lot. Bad Kung Fu movies and Chinese takeout, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it simulates the battles in the mystical land of Fu between the warriors trying to beat back the opponents of the evil sorcerer Bok Choy, okay? Now, Bok Choy, he is known for practicing the dark art of MSG, because we know that MSG is bad for you, so,
yes.
Of course. All right? So, so basically, you would create a Fu fighter in the game, and Cookie Foo is really like a scoring.
You just said Foo Fighter, yeah.
It is a Foo Fighter. It's a F-U Fighter, not a F-O-O Fighter.
Right.
So, yes. So, and of course, Cookie Foo does come with a cookie. Really couldn't call it cookie without the
right, words. Sure.
It would just be F-U, and nobody's going to buy it.
Yeah. Foo!
Yes. So, so it's a quick, fun, easy to play game. It's really casual. It's something you play in between playing other games, but believe me.
About how long does it take to usually play the game?
Well, it takes about 10-15 minutes. If you play at the higher levels, and I do have a lot of Foo Fighters playing at the higher levels, like Grandmaster level. Grandmaster games can probably take about 25 or 30 minutes, just because there are so many options that you can use, and sometimes they tend to be really meticulous. You know, the fighters, they want to make sure that all their dice count for what they need to count
for.
So, yeah. But otherwise, it is really fast. It's casual, fast. fast and loose and really fun. Now also too, this year we are showcasing the prototypes for the Death by Dim Sum release, okay? And that's right. going to be the next expansion for Cookie Boo, which,
okay,
will
okay.
have, which will have the blue dice, and it'll be all the martial art type weapons, so you'll have your swords and fans and stabs and weird things like sashes or watch or throwing knives. So that's really, really interesting. And if that does well, after that we've got a magic set called Sweet and Sour Sorcery. And that'll be a direct confrontation with Bok Choy and his minions.
So when you buy a set, do you guys like have a starter set? Or?
Absolutely. Okay. We do have single clan packs, and they come with five dice, a fortune cookie, and the rules menu. Now, we do have the massive two-player Battle Royale set, which does come with two starters, two boosters, and that's really 18 dice, five cookies, two rules menu, and a special berry cookie. And if you're looking to get into Cookie Boo for the first time, that's probably the best value, because if you buy the two-player set, you actually save about $3, so it's a
sure.
good value.
About how much does the two-player set run?
That would be $24.99.
That's good. That's a good price.
Yeah. And the Grandmaster Chi Battles, the actual decks themselves, run about $9.99 a piece. So, we've got a lot of cool stuff here for Cookie Boo. We look forward to hearing all kinds of feedback from the fans and so forth. And if you have any questions, you can easily go to cookiefoo.com, bluecavuto.com, or check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or email me at bk@bluecavuto.com.
Bluecavuto.com. And the next question is this stuff readily available in, able to be available in your friendly local game store?
It is. We are in distribution. It is available. I want to say worldwide, but some countries don't actually carry it. You would need to, if you don't have
sure.
it, ask your distributor, and he can get it for you, okay? If you cannot get it, email me or go to cookiefood.com, and you can get it direct.
Excellent, excellent. And you mentioned the card-based one, the card-based game, the you said Grandmaster?
Grandmaster Chi Battle.
Grandmaster Chi Battle. I want to say Grandmaster Battle. I didn't want to, and that's new for Gen Con.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
And it is the diceless version. It's just the cards, right?
Right. It is, like I said, it's a dual play product, okay? So you can actually use it with the dice game as an accessory,
because
it's got all the information. All right. It kind of replaces those little slips of paper in the fortune cookie, because I know a lot of people have a hard time keeping track of those, putting them in baggies or whatever. Or they get sucked up in the vacuum, or the cat eats them, or whatever.
Sure.
So, but I did not just want to release an accessory by itself.
Sure.
I actually bundled in a game, the Grandmaster Chi Battle game, so you can play it as an alternative to Cookie Boo. Okay?
Sure. Or play it with the core game you already
have.
Right.
Yep. No, I didn't want to alienate anybody. And it's
sure.
Really,
no, it's a good way to go.
Exactly. And in the Grandmaster Chi Battle, you will have some, there's a preview of some of the clans coming up from the next set. So you will have ally cards from the Berry Roost, the Orange Tiger, and the Lemon Dragon. Okay,
sure.
And then also you will see an appearance of Bok Choy in the card game. So it is, and if you get the Bok Choy card against your opponent, it's a cruel twist of fate indeed, and it is a great time with it.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for the knowledge of Cookie Foo that you have bestowed upon me, humble sensei.
I am glad. Nice over this. So I am glad to go ahead and park the way of the cookie to you, and if you have any questions at all, or any of your fans have questions, please, cookiefood.com, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, and the Grandmaster will answer all.
Excellent, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.